So there is some part of our brain which is said to be more emotional, more rational. This idea is widely propagated. Left brain is more logical, or right brain is more emotional, or whatever. Now there are many neuroscientists who challenge this idea. They say this brain cannot be divided so simplistically. But it could, broadly we can say that in all of us there is the emotional side and there is the rational side. And in some of us the emotional side may be more, some of us the rational side may be more. And this is just the way we are. We can't fight with that. By the same time, we don't have to necessarily act that way alone. Just like if we have a particular vehicle. Some vehicles, I have a car which is like a power gear steering. Just move a little bit, zoom, it moves forward. So I know that this is the feature of my car. If I have another car which doesn't have that feature, then for it to pick up speed, it will take more time. So we know the nature of the vehicle. And then sometimes if I have to go fast in a car which doesn't have the power steering, then I'll have to press the gas for a longer time. If I am in a car which has that power steering, then I have to be careful that I don't go too fast. Then I'll cross the speed limit. So basically, first step is just becoming aware. And okay, I have a tendency to be too emotional in situations like these. Once we identify our nature, basically, we are the inner seer. And there is the inner screen and there is the outer scene. So what we can do is, we can understand how, when all the inner screen reflects something which is undesirable. So when do I say become too emotional? When do I become too angry, too judgmental, too pessimistic, too worried? So when does this happen on the inner screen? And sometimes this may just happen because of past recollections. More often it happens also because of some external stimulation. Something happens on the outer screen, in the outer world, and that makes me worried, that makes me angry. So if I can understand these are the situations in which this happens, then I can be prepared. If I'm going on a road and I suddenly hit a pothole, I get jarred by it. The first time I'm jarred, but second time if I'm going on that road, I'm prepared. There's a pothole over here. Let me veer off or let me go slowly. So similarly, if we understand which are the situations in which we get provoked, then we are prepared for it. So, okay, this is a situation when I have to be cautious. Sometimes say after a long day's hard work, we are exhausted, and that time somebody starts having a very emotionally draining or demanding discussion. See, if we do it at that time, we just explode. Okay, not now. Let's talk about this tomorrow. So as we need to be prepared to understand when our emotions get the better of us. Then after that, the third step is we all need to create a pause button for ourselves. There is stop, there is play. And the emotions come, stop is very difficult. If I'm feeling angry, I shouldn't feel angry. That's almost impossible. But we can try to develop a stop button. Not a stop button, a pause button. Okay, I'm feeling angry right now, but I don't want to lash out at this person. So what can I do? We plan that I'll take a few deep breaths. Or I'll be talking tomorrow a little bit about mantra meditation. We can chant some mantras. We can remember some wisdom quotes. So we have to find out some way in which we can pause ourselves. And when we pause ourselves, or we just decide if the issue is flaring up, I will not make a judgment on this for say a finite period of time. And then after that, once we have pressed the pause button, the emotional pressure which was there, we have not removed it, but at least we have distanced the emotions from our actions. Yes, I am feeling angry right now, but I am not going to act on it right now. Let me wait. So if we find out which pause button will work for us and keep access to that pause button readily, say if I find that if I just remember the danger of anger, some good quotes on anger, okay, when I start getting angry, maybe I keep those quotes in my phone and read it. Or if I have some mantras which I chant, some deep breathing I do, some prayers which I recite, whatever. We have to find out what works for us and use that. And eventually when we are calmer, then we deal with that situation. So basically, identifying our own nature, identifying the situation in which we our emotions are getting the better of us, and identifying what pause button works for us. By these three things, we can learn to better channel our emotions. Okay. Thank you.